viruses are so small, they will pass through your skin, through your eyes. They're way smaller than all of those cells.
We are going to make decisions based on science and the health of our students.
The first clip was from Lady Liberty on KTW Radio Free Redoubt. They have a weekly program that you can tune into. The second clip was from Jay Inslee's news conference yesterday, 7:15, on the reopening of schools and the implications with the SARS-2 coronavirus. Lady Liberty inappropriately determined that SARS-CoV-2 can enter into your body through your skin. It cannot. The risk is from transfer. You have the virus on your hands. It goes in. You rub your eyes. It goes into your eyes. You have your virus on your hands. It goes into your nose. If you rub your nose, in your mouth, if you rub the coronavirus into your mouth, you could get infected. The problem that I'm having with her is that she inappropriately determined that the virus goes straight through your skin. It's just small enough to go through your skin. That's not it at all. Your skin provides a perfect barrier to these things. This is a respiratory virus, so that it moves, mutates, and propagates through respiratory droplets in the air. That's the way it's being transmitted, or on a surface that's frequently used. Read from the Hartford Healthcare. COVID-19, a disease caused by coronavirus, spreads mostly from person-to-person contact through viral particles ejected through the mouth by coughing, sneezing, laughing, singing, talking, or simply breathing. People within about 6 feet can be infected if these particles reach their mouth, nose, or eye. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention considers that the virus has been spreading. On a surface, then touching your face, mouth, nose, or eyes can also cause an infection. These are the only entry points for the virus, which explains why medical experts are urging people to practice social distancing, wash your hands, or use hand sanitizer, at least 60% alcohol hand sanitizer, frequently and regularly to disinfect hard surfaces and high traffic areas in the home, like in the kitchen.